Module 2. Our topic today is organizing your time effectively. How many times have you promised yourself that you get organized this year? I know I have on many occasions. So I know you've lost something, missed an appointment, you forgot somebody's birthday. I know there's a room in the back of the house that you've been dreading to clean up and organize. I know because I have a room that I have been dreading to organize. But this year, we're turning that around. And I've got 6 tips that's going to help you organize your time so that you can be more productive and tackle that room or make sure you make those appointments on time. Trust me, these tips are going to revolutionize your days. Okay, tip number 1, use your calendar. And some of you are saying, what? Use your what? I don't even have a calendar. Well, you do. You have a calendar in your phone. But get a calendar. That's the first step. You got to go get a calendar. You got to use the calendar in your phone. Apple and Android, they've made it so convenient for us now. All you have to do is plug in your appointments, your birthdays, all of the events that's coming up. Plug it right into your phone. And they have it where you can have it transferred or synced to your Google email. Get a calendar and utilize it. Take a look at the calendar. You have to be able to see the events in the calendar in order to get things done. When you see those things in your calendar, you know in your mind, I got to do this today, or this is due tomorrow, or I have an appointment at 5:00 Wednesday. You have to learn how to utilize your calendar. And if you're, you know, a person who loves to write, go to Staples or, you know, any kind of office supply store and get you a calendar. And begin to write in that calendar what you need to do. The second step, organize at least 1 to 2 things a day. What is it that you need to write down in your calendar? And then you're going to organize at least 1 to 2 things a day. So in this room that I have to organize, I'm only going to start with one thing. One thing. If it's organizing the books, organize the books. Don't try to do everything or rewire things or don't try to do everything in that room. Organize the books and then come back and do something else. So make small projects. You know, I like the phrase, so how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. That's how you're going to tackle your goals, by doing one thing at a time. You're not going to be able to, it didn't get a mess in one day. So you're not going to be able to tackle everything in one day, because guess what? You still have a whole day to conquer. So there's other things and other obligations that you may have. So in order to be more effective in the other things, you got to just tackle one thing at a time. Number 3, create an action folder. Create an action folder. And the action folder, basically, it can be anything, a notebook, it can be a box, it can be anything, but whatever is kind of convenient for you. And basically, you're going to just make this portable. So even if you don't mind carrying it, put it in your briefcase, whatever it is, but this box or this folder is specifically for things that you need to do now, action. So these are things that you cannot procrastinate on. It has to get done yesterday. Whether it's, you know, organize your coupons or, you know, check off papers or pay a particular bill, put that in that folder. So you know every day when you get up and you open that folder, guess what? I need to take action now. And then another way to organize your life or your time is to give. The easiest way to organize a room is to give. Don't throw it away. There are other people. You heard the phrase, one man's trash is another man's treasures. Well, guess what? Become a giver. There are things in my room that I, not my bedroom, but this extra room in my home that I know I'm not using. And I've begun now just selling it, or I give it away. That's what I've been doing. One step at a time. So that's the easiest way to get that room or that drawer or that car, whatever it is, that basement, the attic, what is it in your home that you or your office that you need to organize? If you're not using it, somebody else may be able to use it and they'll be even more grateful. So become a giver. That's a great way to become a giver. Okay, here's the fifth one. You all may not like this with all of the hot, juicy shows that's coming on. Turn off the television. Yep, turn it off. Many of us waste so much time in front of the television and we don't even realize it. And if you're one of these people who try for one night not to turn on the TV when you get home from work, yep, that may be you. Or if you can't go the whole night without watching TV, yep, you're not organizing your time. Instead of watching all of the sitcoms and the reality shows and the talk shows, spend that time organizing. Because guess what? There's a record button. A lot of you have televisions where you can record your shows and you can watch those things on the weekend or your leisure time. But you got to organize. And a lot of people say, well, I don't have time to start a business. Or I don't have time to research. Or I don't have time to do this or make phone calls. Yes, you do. You have the same amount of time that everyone else does. It's what you're doing with your time. So when you come home from work and you desire to open an online business and you're trying to research and get your stuff together, well, you don't have time to watch Being Mary Jane. You don't have time to watch Scandal. Because guess what? You're trying to work your way out of your job. And you don't have time to sit down like a couch potato and watch all of this nonsense. So you have time. But you got to organize your time effectively. And then this sixth thing. And you know what? Before I go to the sixth step, when you turn off that TV, this has a lot to do with social media as well. Many of us spend so much time on social media. There are apps now that you can schedule your posts. And some of you aren't even, you know, you're not in a position where you need to schedule your post. I have to schedule my posts because I'm on the go every day. So I set a time every day or twice a week rather to schedule my post or my pictures. And so it's scheduled every day at 9 o'clock. A post goes out, maybe 11 o'clock, another post, 4 o'clock in the evening, a post goes out. So I'll spend like 1 to 2 hours scheduling my post for most of the week. So that way I'm not on social media all of the time. So that ties in, turning off the TV ties in with social media as well, because we spend too much time on social media when we can use that time reading, we can use that time cleaning, we can use that time helping our mate, because a lot of women are stressed out, men, because you're not holding your end of the plate. You're not holding and contributing to the household needs. And then you're wondering why your wife is drained and burnt out. Organize your time effectively so that you can be effective in the home. Okay, this is the last tip. On your phone, I know for Apple, there's a do not disturb option. And I use that very often, very, very often. And I am so grateful for it. And this do not disturb, it's not an app, it's a, what do you call it? Like a button or whatever. But you select it in your settings and you will not receive. You can manually do not disturb or set a certain time every day where your phone is not ringing or vibrating or you're not getting any messages. Now the calls will come, but you won't get any notifications or anything or alerts. So once you go back to your phone, you can open your phone up and you get your messages and you can respond to them at the right time. So the do not disturb option in your phone, use that when you're ready or when you begin to organize your time and watch things get done. And when you get things done, you feel better. You feel accomplished. And then you can reward yourself. So these are my 6 tips to organizing your time effectively. If you want to live a productive life, if you want to see your dreams come true, if you're tired of being stuck in a rut, you've got to take the initiative to organize your time. Hey guys, you are doing an awesome job. I hope that you're getting something out of these modules. Listen, for homework this week, before you head over to module 3, I want you to apply these tips that you just heard Okay, if you got to play it back, play it back. But I want you to begin to apply organizing your time. I want you to apply these tips to your life today, because you're going to see results. You're going to see how much time you've been wasting. And you're also going to see how many things you're able to get done when you apply these tips on organizing your time. We all get the same 24 hours. Come on, let's get the best out of our 24 hours. I'll talk to you in module 3.